You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.
Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with today's selection. Patients often wonder how physicians can cope with their patients' illnesses and deaths. Tom Gibbs, an obstetrician from Florida, wrote us an essay about a patient who suddenly in her third trimester developed acute leukemia, the same disease that had killed Tom's mother when he was 16. His essay is called The Bruising. In this excerpt, Tom has told the young couple the terrible diagnosis, and he then talks to the nurses. "I know you," I say. "I know you take great care of patients. I know you will treat this woman and her family as though they were your own family. I want you to ask her what she wants to eat or drink, and if it is not here in the hospital, I will get it. Call me." Late that evening, still in the hospital, I received a beep. "Doctor, the patient won't eat," the nurse said. "Why don't you drop by?" They had been weeping, he lying next to her in the hospital bed for one. "How about a strawberry milkshake?" I asked. "I drove down to McDonald's. Give me a large," I ordered. I remembered getting strawberry milkshakes from my mother when she couldn't eat anymore. Now, almost 40 years later, I walk back into a hospital room, the room of my patient. She took a turn late in the night. I beeped all the consultant numbers. They couldn't stop the arrhythmia, the heart attack, the loss of vital signs. We took her to the OR as she asked, as her family asked. We did the C-section. The baby boy was fine. His mother did not wake up. Oh, we did all the stuff we could do, but not for the patient. They did it probably for me as well as for her. There must have been 30 of us in the room. Finally, one of my friends, Jose, another OB, stepped over and said, Tom, it's over. They are waiting for you to call it." I did. I called it. I actually went to the viewing. The parlor was full of nurses, the ones who cared for her, the ones who tried. The family took me by the hand and walked me to the casket. They thanked me. I then walked from nurse to nurse. "Thank you for telling them it was all right to lie down together," I told one. "Thank you for helping them into the shower," I told another. "Thank you for staying when your shift was done," I told several. They answered me, "Thank you for letting us do what we wanted, giving us a space, a place to nurse." As I left and shook hands once more, little pockets of hospital staff stood in the parking lot talking to each other, letting go. I could not let go.